Dean Lester's back after a well-earned break. Welcome back, Dino. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
You had a good break?
Absolutely.
Came
all
back
refreshed,
fresh.
Ready to go.
Well, Caulfield Saturday. Interesting day's race. It was the National Jockeys Trust Day. The first there, Craig Williams, struck a blow early with Orient Lion.
He did, and it was a terrific ride. He had to play a lot for luck, and that's Orient Lion. In a nutshell, really, you've got to ride him that way, but he did, and when the brakes came his way late in the race, he was able to capitalise and get the win. That's two in a row for Orient Line, and he was a Flemington winner as a three-year-old, but he's fought his way back to that sort of form now as a late five-year-old.
All right. Greg Urell's produced an interesting horse in the second there. I did it again. I think he bred this, didn't he?
He did, yes, and his wife Danielle owns the horse, and they've got a pretty good horse there, and Greg's got a pretty good line on the two-year-old form. He had a very impressive winner early in the season, Explosive Witness, who was subsequently sold to Hong Kong, and this horse I thought was probably equally as impressive on Saturday. He sat second just inside Bandipur, who led but couldn't cross him. They were going at a pretty good speed, so I can understand why he couldn't quite cross, but then I did it again, railed up, and Nikita Berum, and just waited till about the 200, and then she just let the reins go, and he was good enough beating Bandipur, I think, who's a reasonable benchmark. He looked pretty good winning his maiden, but I'd be following a few out of this race long term. I think it'll be a good form race. The one that can win next start might be Fox Swift, who ran fifth. I thought it was a very good run just at her second start.
Now, the third, Moonlight's Choice, I think, won its first race at Launceston. It's just kept going, though.
Yes, started the career over there, and she's got a good winning strike rate. For a horse that gets back, often, you know, they can be the hard luck stories, and in between, she has been a few times, but I think it was at her sixth win, I think, on Saturday, and she's done a terrific job, and Saturday's scenario was perfect for a barrier eight in that field of 11, and just had room to move, whereas 2 weeks earlier she was back in barrier four and just not being able to get that chance to wind up. But when she did, Craig Williams give her a little tap with the whip before the turn to wake her up, but it was ideal. Hot Dip returned very well. It was talking of Tassie form. She's the best filly in Tasmania, and we've seen her here before. She strengthened up enormously in her break from when we saw her, say, this time last year. She's a very nice filly now. She ran well. If not now, Wen's a bit of a constant in this grade. And O'Rachel, the Sydney punters know well from that first up run in Sydney where she didn't seem to handle a wet, and I think she might be better the left-handed way of going, judging on her New Zealand form. They rode her back, but she hit the line well and didn't have a lot of luck getting through the field.
Well, yeah, Dwayne Dunn earned himself a midwinter break on Winburn in the fourth there. He got 18 meetings, didn't he?
Yeah, it was an ugly incident, and certainly the horse overreacted to Dwayne's movement when... Look, she was going like a winner, and it was just, I think, that the horse in front, Snipfit, started to stop a bit quickly, and whether he caught a heel or she overreacted, but the horses directly outside him were virtually lined up in domino effect, and they just all crashed into each other. And the one that was probably eight wide was Seattle Park, and it was the one that went closest to falling, and I'm sure Bo Mertens wouldn't have had a clue what was going on because he was out very wide, and then there was all this pressure on his inside, but... Winburn got the win. The unlucky runs were, well, there were a few, but Kawaya was the most unlucky and brought about by himself early because he missed the start and put him in a terrible spot. And from there, you know, I think he got clear running. He'd have won easily.
All right. Now, Portion Control from the Hayes Dabney camp. This looked a really strong wind. It just kept finding.
He did. He was three wide, but three wide with cover on a reasonable speed. And just played out pretty well for him, but when Shower Star went back to his inside, you thought he might challenge, but Portion Control kept going, and he bobs up in this sort of grade, down in the weights, and he got that clear running. One of the horses to follow out of this meeting, though, Bling Dynasty, just too short for him. He used his sprint from about the 600 to the 200 to get into the race and looked a real winning chance, but then he just whacked away. He's a 2,000-metre horse. The 1,700 was just that bit short, but if he goes to 2,000 next start, Bling Dynasty, he'll be very hard to beat.
Well, Schnitzel chalked up another winner on the day, signed Nikitas in race six from the Darren Weir camp.
Yeah, and the constant theme in this three-year-old sprint grade in recent weeks has been the run-of-the-race stuff. Whoever gets the best run... is the winner, because there's just probably two or three lengths between seven or eight of them. And two starts back, Nikita's had no luck at Caulfield. Saturday, the brakes went his way. Conversely, Revolving Door just couldn't get in. He was three and four wide the whole day and whole way, and he was probably nearly the run of the day in defeat. He ran a terrific race, so he's holding his form well. Mai Pai San ran on well for third. He's probably looking for further now. And of course, I've got a lot of time for in Wenner for the Ken Keyes yard. He was up on a very fast speed on Saturday. First time he's ever been exposed to that sort of pressure. He didn't give it in. He battled on well. I think he's a really nice horse in the making.
Now, trainer Mick Kent, I reckon, would make a very good poker player. Mick doesn't show a lot of emotion, but they reckon he's a little bit excited after Sepedo won the Monash Stakes.
Yeah, this is a horse that he's got a lot of time for, and he's a Group 1 place getter, but he's never won a stakes race before Saturday, so they tick that box because he is a stallion, and I think in the next 12 months that'll be as much as winning races. We'll be promoting him to hopefully go to stud at some stage, and he's got a tremendous turn of foot, this horse, and on Saturday he needed it because the horses in front of him were the likes of Divine 10 at 50-1 and General Truce at, was out wide, and he had to sort of push out and then really sprint. And whilst it wasn't a strong race, he actually had to sprint hard, and he did exactly that. And it was a very tidy win and a good start to his campaign.
Was Ford just a bit of a surprise in the eighth?
Probably because of the drying track as much as anything, but not in this grade because they're only off-season mares, and she's somewhere between an off-season mare and stakes class at her best. And the key here was young Melissa Julius is right. She began well, and Ford Dress is probably known as a midfield or off-midfield sort of runner, but when she began well, she just strode up with the leader, Sullivan Bay, and sat outside the lead, and from there she was just in the controlling spot. It was a really clever ride because she had to probably go take a bit of initiative because that's not the way that Ford Dress usually races, but it suited her well on Saturday. Sat outside Sullivan Bay, they settled 1-2 and they ran 1-2. Beatniks was a good closing effort. This wasn't a very strong mare's race, but Beatniks' best forms at 14 and 1600, so that was a good return.
The final event, Schism and Beau Mertens, this is just like a happy marriage. I think he's hopped on the last three and won all three.
Yeah, he just puts her up on the pace, leaves her alone, lets her do her own thing, and she finds for him. And she did on Saturday. He just rated this mare beautifully in front. Didn't go too slow, didn't go too hard. He wasn't attacked early, so was able to stave off Onerous, who had the perfect run. Aeroline missed the start, and I think that cost him because he would have been in the spot probably Onerous took, and it was quite costly for Aeroline, but he ran okay. And a lot of these are just going through the motions, but one on the comeback trail that went okay there was Moon Over Manhattan. He was only second up off a year spell, and he battled on okay. There might be a race for him in the next few weeks.
What did you find out of the meeting to follow, Dean?
I reckon two that I'm pretty keen to follow up in the next few weeks, Sean. I thought that, a few actually, Fox Swift out of race two. I think in the right sort of fillies race, she can be winning pretty soon. Bling Dynasty out of race five was a really good run for 2,000 metres next start. And I mentioned Wenner. I think he's got a nice future, and he's only had four starts, so he's got plenty of upside still to come.
All right, good on you, Dino. Good to have you back. Talk to you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, Sean.
Dean Lester looking back at the meeting at Caulfield Saturday.